Hey everyone, welcome to One and a Half Men, the number three, I think, from thegamereg.com. This is Nathan Smart.
I'm Zachariah.
Our comedian. Thank you. Well, you know what we do, people. Let's get to the news.
Yeah. Because we just did a take where we tried talking about our personal lives and looked in each other's eyes and realized nobody cares about our personal lives.
Including each other.
Sure, but we do care about what?
The news.
Right. As it's limited to video games.
Exactly.
So let's dive in.
All right,
feet
well...
Feet first.
Yes. IGN has just released a thing that they've got, a report on the new Nintendo Wii controller, as people like to call it, the Wiimote, which I hate.
Because it's too cutesy?
No, because
you?
It's just, I hate, it's
You're
just another way for people to try to make fun of the name Wii, and it's done, we're done with that. But, and plus there's already a Wiimote for kids.
Oh, okay.
A real one that people can play with. Anyways, there's some new specs on it. For the power, it's going to be fueled by two AA batteries. 30 hours of life if you're using precision aim, and 60 if you're using accelerometer. Oh, come on. This is the technical news.
Oh, man. There's nothing more that I love to hear about blueprints.
Well,
okay, so you're disappointed because you hoped it would be cells or a wind airfoil.
Well, I bet you they'll come out with some sort of rechargeable battery type stuff. But I hate getting batteries. I hate running out of them. I hate buying them.
This is the whining news.
Just stop.
Wait, this is just a complaint list you have.
Next. They're also going to be using, you know, Bluetooth technology, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no. Wait, how? That I'm interested in because I hate Bluetooths with a passion.
That's just going to be how they'll communicate, so.
Oh, okay.
Instead of, like, infrared or something.
Okay.
And then it's also going to have 6 kilobytes of non-volatile memory.
Okay.
Volatile memory.
Sure.
Which that no one knows what that's for. Some people are speculating it's, like, to store your personal character info. So that when you
but what
hold
do you
that
say
controller,
it is? You're always with the conspiracy theories.
I think it's to download your thoughts.
I agree.
Because, you know, in the year 2010, you'll be able to download your dreams and make them realities. And Nintendo's just gearing up. You know, they skimped out on HDTV technology so they could get the dream transfer technology instead. If you ask me.
Right.
If you're asking me.
And I did.
Next up on the news item list is Left Behind the Game. I wanted to read a quote.
Left Behind the Game. In reference to the wildly and inexplicably popular Left Behind books.
Right, about the Christian rapture, made by a Christian company called Left Behind Games. Okay, so clearly...
Huh. Yeah, I wonder what they'll specialize in.
Clearly there's some sort of force behind the making of these games. But according to Georgia Tech professor Ian Bogost, he's skeptical.
Uh-huh.
He's not sure what their agenda might be. They're talking about, for instance, there's a prayer in the game which will revive your unit's flagging spirit. Okay? And it's sort of a generic prayer, okay? It's not like any specific prayer, but obviously. So he says, it could be Islamic or Judaic. Why didn't they make a game where you live the life of an unbeliever and then you discover at the rapture what side you end up on? The fear that I have is that they may be confused about whether they are making a game about from this perspective or if it's a game with a Christian skin.
There's one, I like to think of the Christian skin as like a skin for your MP3 player and as a skin you would have for your video game unit, but also Left Behind Eternal Forces is based on a Christian series of books. So wait, if you had the option to not become a Christian in the game, you just wander around while demons gnaw at your head and Rosie rises from the grave.
See, I guess you figure out that if you're not a Christian, you would just you know, you'd get the mark of the beast, and then you would go shopping, get groceries. It becomes a life sim. But if you're a Christian, you get to wage war.
I love the idea of like a prayer button. Yeah, I know. Which is like the dance button in Moonwalker.
And apparently, I think they do the same thing.
But no, he turned into a giant fire-breathing robot left behind as well. Did I tell you it's my favorite video game?
The Moonwalker? No.
Moonwalker, the arcade version.
Oh, okay, yeah, definitely. Right. With the monkeys?
With the monkey that turns you into a jet, yeah.
Absolutely.
Because it's the most insane game I've ever played. And I sat down and I beat it with my mom in the arcade.
Wow, your mom's awesome.
Yeah.
Your mom's awesome.
She's an enabler. Which
color Michael Jackson was she? Pink or blue? I think there was a pink or blue.
I think she was red.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And I was definitely the white.
Nice.
A la the music video.
Right. Sure. And a la your...
skin tone.
Right, skin tone, yeah. Right, yeah.
What I check off under race.
Right, right. But yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's a Christian game. Of course it's going to have a Christian agenda. Who cares? That's what the idea of it is.
Right.
Anyways, moving
on. This is going to sweep Bible Adventures, though.
The agenda on that game was sickening.
That baby blue cartridge.
You know, I thought that I was going to be playing a game about natural disasters and how non-Christians go about dealing with it. But no, it's about a Christian and how he deals with a natural disaster. Anyways.
Now, this is a sidetrack, but wasn't Bible Adventures not even an official Nintendo game?
Yeah, it was a bootleg game.
I love it! Yes, so was it illegal?
It was technically, according to Nintendo, it was illegal. But
okay.
I don't know if the laws would have held up at that point. You know what I mean? This is when games first were going on.
Okay. So you don't think it's legislation?
I think like it was a bootleg game, meaning Nintendo didn't authorize it. But I think it's okay. I mean, you can make any game for the PC you want. You don't have to have a license, I don't think.
Yeah, I suppose.
But I don't know. I mean, I could be totally wrong. Maybe you do have to have a license.
Sure, and
I
it's know. Turning into uninteresting. So exactly. Let's move on.
Well, there's the new Nintendo Fusion Tour this year, which is a rock concert sponsored by Nintendo. Where you get to go and hear great rock bands.
Van Halen, perhaps.
No. A little bit whinier. A little bit whinier. And maybe
Bright Eyes?
And maybe less leg splits.
Okay. Whatever it is, you just talked me out of it.
Yeah. No, but you get to play video games. Well, the bands this year are Hawthorne Heights.
Okay.
Check.
Edgy.
Check.
Sure.
Reliant K. Check. Uh-huh. Emery. Check. And the Plain White Tees. Check. Four out of the five bands that are on my list to see this year.
What? And video games.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
the only news to report is you can't lose.
No, yeah. Well, the good news, actually, is that if you go, there's some sort of special Wii presentation going to be there. So no one knows what kind of presentation, but they're assuming that you'll be able to play it. Mm. And that would be awesome. So cool. Next up, we're going to be talking about Ken Kutaragi, who is a crazy person. He's the guy that behind the creation of the PS1, PS2, and the PS3. And he's known for making wacky, wacky comments. Like, on the PSP, there was the square button was really messed up on it. It was getting stuck under the screen, and he said that was deliberate, the choice. Comparing it to an architecture... If he made a door that opened up differently, would you say that it was a flaw, or would you say it was a design choice?
A door that gets stuck?
Right.
That's a flaw.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That was my point. Like, well, if the door doesn't open, then yeah, it's a flaw. But yeah, and he says things like he imagines people working overtime and taking a second job to get the PS3.
Wow.
I think he's I added the commitment. Taking a second job part.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's working overtime part. You work. But anyways...
I'm looking at a picture right now, and actually I thought this was like a 50s oil painting of a communist leader because he has that kind of... Not because he's Asian,
and he's
but
got
because...
The, that old like...
he's got Mao hair.
No, he's got that black old 80s hip-hop hair, Gumby. You know, the old Gumby.
You're right.
So... white people also had it too.
Right.
Not just black people. Mm-hmm.
But he's half video game magnet, half kid and play.
Right. but according to this off-the-record discussion with Sony's management, Kutaragi is interested only in consoles and technology. He doesn't care about the market. A lot of the SCE officers disagree with the approach, feel that the company should be more market sensitive, but he does not care.
Again, meaning what? Like,
meaning
I'll
he doesn't
kill anyone that gets in my path. Kind
no,
of thing?
Meaning all he wants is to make a system that's stronger and more powerful and more expensive, and is more media centered as you can make it. He doesn't care about how the video game market is going.
And I can only imagine how it makes you feel as a consumer.
Well, it really hurts inside, Coot. It really hurts, Coot.
Yeah.
I gotta say, you don't care about me, but...
Because when you were...
K.
I'm looking at your notepad right now, and when you were writing down this story, it scrawls deeper and deeper into the paper.
Yeah, well, my...
As your anger increased.
My ink was running out.
Oh.
So, but sure. And moving on. The last final piece of Game Rag history-making news.
Yeah, if you've hung in this long, God bless you, listener. What is it?
And he will.
Could be a
according
girl.
To,
and could
be she
a,
will.
Could be a woman
it's,
listening.
He has a generic for human. Because he is synonymous with human.
Okay.
Sexist? Sexy, maybe. According to Teen People.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm listening. Yeah.
Top 5 ringtones, downloaded ringtones of 2006.
Oh, here we go.
This is a prophecy, apparently, because this is the top 5 of 2006. And we're in July of 2006. So, okay. So, number 1, Grills by Nelly. Featuring
someone.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Number 2, My Humps, Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
We're going to skip to number 4, Gold Digger, Kanye, featuring that other dude that acts.
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And number 5, Run It by Chris Brown, featuring another dude that doesn't care about.
Okay. But what about number 3? Because I think that this will be something video game related because you skipped it and this is
Zachariah.
A video game site. Am I right?
There's no tricking you.
You know
me so well. You know me so well.
Yeah.
Super Mario Bros. Theme song, anyone?
Oh.
Third most downloaded ringtone of 2006. Hey, and we got 5 months left. We'll see what happens.
Let's make it number 1, listener.
So, to recap, we talked about the Wii Remote.
Sure.
Battery.
Which you whined about. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't whine about it.
Well, you will.
Okay. Left Behind the game, the Christian game.
I already love it. I don't care what it's like. I think that's amazing.
It's going to be genius.
Yeah, it probably will. It will probably be a camp classic. In all honesty, that will probably be a huge, ironically downloaded game in the near future.
And I've heard reports that it's actually all right. That's
really?
Actually good. When I went to E3, I tried to get like a
meeting.
What
do you have to do?
To play. It's like, okay, it's sort of like Command & Conquer, like a real-time strategy game.
Oh,
like
okay.
World of War, or not World of Warcraft, but Warcraft.
Right.
Where you command your units
to
do things. So it's like, I guess there's going to be a war going on.
Uh-huh.
Which, I don't know what part of the book that is. I don't know of a specific war going on in the Rapture in the Bible.
I've only seen the Kirk Cameron movie.
Right. So.
Which, by the way, listener, is...
genius.
He's sort of genius, and you should definitely rent it.
There's a couple of Christian movies. A studio named Cloud9, specifically one with Mr. T and Corbin Burnson. Of course, Corbin Burnson is about 5 of those. But there's also one with Burt Reynolds that you should not miss.
There's also one with Gary Busey.
Beautiful.
And he plays a psychotic general.
So he plays himself?
Yes.
With
a rank.
Right. we talked about the Nintendo Fusion Tour with a great, great, great historical classic rock bands.
All right.
And some Wii music, or Wii video game playing. We also talked about Double K, my man, Double K, Ken Kutaragi, Crazy Man, Crazy K.
That's 3.
Yeah, it sure is. And finally, Mario Brothers theme song being number 3 downloaded, most downloaded.
You left it on an off.
6. Yes, I did. And with that, we will be saying adieu.
Bye.